This is TLV1.
You are listening to Call Cambridge.
This is Radio TLV1. You are listening to the sounds of Cole Cambridge with me, DJ Antiphasis, bringing you the best in Israeli and Jewish music. And we have got a very, very special show today dedicated to the group who played that song that we were just listening to, Yalla Bona Vietze. We played it, in fact, a few weeks ago on the show, and now we're happy to have them in the studio. A huge Cole Cambridge welcome for Yakia and Eliasaf. Yeah, hello, yeah, welcome.
Yeah.
Okay, they're part of the group Quarter to Africa, Revela Africa. Who put that song together, and like they're kind of very new, very fresh. We like to bring you the new and fresh music here on Cole Cambridge. So nice. Welcome, and we're looking forward to a great show.
Yeah, man. Pleasure. Thank you.
It actually turns out that Eliasaf and I have met on a couple of occasions. We've even shared the stage together, right? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
He's got a scary memory, this guy.
Despite of everything.
Like an elephant.
Like an elephant. So guys, tell me a bit about yourselves. Like, what were you doing before you created this group, this ensemble?
We just live our life try to be a musician, you know, in some projects, some bands,
yeah,
some tours. For example, I play in the Apples.
Okay.
Eliasaf play with Riff Cohen and other bands and other projects.
Mm-hmm.
And one day we got to meet and to check each other. And it happens from the...
Yeah, when was that?
From the first moment. Was, I guess,
approximately
2 years ago, I think.
Three years ago. 3 years ago.
So what was the circumstances of your meeting? It was a concert? It was like just...
As Yakir said, we've been working as active musicians for the past, who remember how many years, for quite a few years now. And as a part of that, I saw him in some festival and I saw him at The Zone, mm-hmm. Which is a place for music. It's a venue. And we just met and we decided to hang out together. We sat and play a little bit and we immediately we realized we're going to form a band.
Yeah.
It happened that fast.
Wow.
And the rest is history.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
So tell me about the name Quarter to Africa, Revela Africa. What's that about? Where did that come from?
Well, the name, actually, Yakir brought that name,
mm-hmm.
and he was completely sure of that name. And I was like, you know, it took me time to... But it's a brilliant name. It's actually the quarter in that name. It comes from the quarter note that we have in the Arabic scale system, which is called makam.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Africa is just within the foundations of music and what I do and what he did before. You know, it was always for us in the foundation of music, the African essence. So it just became Quarter to Africa.
Okay.
Nice. Like, make the idea, convince the guy, and let him to explain. He do it very well. Yeah, man.
Have you spent time in Africa?
Yeah, me a bit, mm-hmm. and Eliasaf more. He spent there
I'm flying to Africa next week. But we spent time together in India. That was the beginning of the project of me and Yakir is Quarter to Africa. We formed the band. And just a while after we first met, we decided we're going to go to India and check out the dynamics. You know, we're two people that going to form a band together. And it was amazing. It turned out to be amazing.
Like,
2 months in India.
It was the first time we played the music in front of people, you know, tourists or Indian civilians, and we check it on the audio. Okay, it could work. It works. So it was the main.
It's just both of us wandering life, completely.
And that song we opened the show with, Yalla Bona Vietse. What's that all about?
That's the essence.
That's the essence exactly. It's. You know, we play, we talking, we doing things. It's maybe it connected the song that we're gonna perform next, which called Tamid Oto Sipur.
Yeah.
So it's, you need to bring something. It doesn't matter if it's this interview or it's to play some music or to ride your car. It's, you need to do it in your certain way. So it's the thing, this is the sentence that makes you and takes you there. Like, bring it.
Do it like jump into the water, you know.
Yeah.
Yalla Bona Vietse relates to many things, starting from being there on time or on time in the music or just bringing it without releasing the fear and bringing it. Yalla Bona Vietse.
Exactly.
Well, you know what? I think we should Yalla Bona Vietse. We should just bring it. And let's hear that song, Oto Sipur. Really looking forward.
Yeah, man.
Yes. Well, yeah. This song is about a conclusion that we got to understand that everything in your life, it's the same story. It doesn't matter what you're doing, how you think, what you choose to do, you know.
Yeah, that's the pattern of life. As if you're getting to the same place and you get a familiar feeling. That you've been there.
That's right.
But the atmosphere is a little bit different.
You can take it to a singing, to a dancing,
to wherever.
Uh-huh.
Ze tamid oto sipur.
של משהו אחר.
רפא אותי עכשיו.
Away. That was great. Thanks, that was great. Also, we had, of course, Tal here on the drums.
Tal Cohen from Tiny Fingers, also known as Toyash.
Yeah, big up yourself, Tal. He's sitting there all quiet in the corner.
Yeah, it was like that.
But wow, blown away. Tell me, what's that song about, Otosipur?
Otosipur was about this pattern of life that sometimes you find yourself in a situation and you get this familiar feeling of, wait a minute, I've been here before. And it's a feeling that you get, and of course it's a new situation, but yeah, it seems like it's you've been there before, but just the atmosphere is different, and that's what the lyrics is about. באווירה של משהו אחר. זה תמיד אותו סיפור, רק באווירה של משהו אחר.
It's always the same story, just in a slightly different ambiance.
Atmosphere, yeah, exactly.
Cool. We even explain it when we start jamming, so we talk about
it. Yeah. No, it was, that was great. Always good to have the live performance in the studio. I think adds something very much to the show. And tell me, Yaki, you were on the sax there. Mm-hmm. Do you play anything else apart from the sax?
Yeah, I play also the guitar and other instrument, like mm-hmm. For the recording, for example. So I play all the horn section and you know what we need for the music. What wow. we need from the music. Also, Eliasaf is
I'm a bass player originally as well, a bass player in oud, and I play percussions, and so yeah, we do it.
And here you are on the oud. Now, for our listeners overseas, they may not be so familiar with the oud. What exactly is it?
Well, the oud is basically the father of the ancient lute. You know, the ancient lute?
Yeah.
The ones you see in these old paintings. And that's a very ancient instrument.
It's strings.
Yeah, right? This mm-hmm. one is the electric version of right. an oud. But the original one, the word oud actually refers to wood. Wood, to the wood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, neither I. Somebody told me.
There was, of course, that famous band from the Kerem called Slileha Oud.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like them very much. They actually, my father-in-law grew up in Neve Tzedek. He's a Yemenite background, and they had the Slileha Oud play when they had their first daughter.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, long time ago.
Yeah.
Cool. And how did you get into playing these instruments? How did you get into playing these instruments when you were younger? Like,
you know, in searching for life, for truth, for sound, for music, you get to it. And also, me personally, with the oud, I always felt it within me, kind of. I remember the first time I played it, and it was like the makam scale system.
Yeah.
I felt it was within me. So it was just mainly playing it.
In your DNA.
Yeah, it's in my DNA.
It's connected to the somewhere. You get the oud, you take the oud, and you start to play.
It wasn't like your parents were like pushing you to study music or stuff. You just fell into it.
My parents always loved music, but they didn't get me the drum set I want.
Mm-hmm.
Mama. but no, I love them a lot. But yeah, they were always into music, and my older sister and my mother loves to sing. And
okay,
yeah,
and the same for you.
Okay. About the same. My father, he has a wedding band.
Oh,
so
okay.
So I was in the business since I was a child, and you know, I got to know all the wedding songs and all the, how you say, folklore songs from all countries. And I concentrate on jazz because I'm a saxophone player, you know, and I want to be like, I even moved to New York to learn the Torah. but you grow up and you realize that, okay, I have something inside, like with my roots, with the place I grew up, with all the things that I absorbed when I was a child. So it connect to it, and Quarto to Africa, it's the mixing of all the influence I absorb all my life.
Interesting. And of course, I mean, you told me before that you call your style Afrab, if you're mm-hmm. talking about the mix of all the influence.
Afro-Arab.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What does that mean? You're kind of mixing Africa and the Middle East. That's how you see it?
Yeah, you can call it like this, because with a lot of bands, so the Africa, it's connected to the center of Africa and Mali and things like this, or it's a very hardcore like North African. And the natural mix between me and Eliasaf, it's the mix between all the more the North African, which connects to the Arab country and the Arab side, and it's naturally go theirs, and of course we bring it to our influences, like reggae and rock and jazz and whatever we hear, like
right.
So it's the best definition that we could find, Afro-Arab or Afrab.
Okay. And do you think there's anything Israeli about your music?
Of course.
Yeah? Totally.
So what makes your music Israeli?
except from the fact that we're Hebrew speakers and we sing in Hebrew.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much everything, every bar of the music.
It's infused with Israeliness.
Yes, with Israeliness.
Okay.
With food. Completely made peace with it already, you know.
Yeah.
It's a part.
Good.
It's a part.
Well, I think it's about time we heard another song. So this next one's called The Layback.
The Layback, yeah. If I can say, it's a new single that we just released like months ago, and it's go great, and we have the honor to feature their big name from the hip hop, the Israeli hip hop, Netchi Netch.
Oh, Netchi Netch! Yeah, we've played quite a bit of his stuff on the show.
Yes, and also Avishai Cohen, the best player. The great Avishai Cohen. He came and he put. Yeah, you just
massive.
Just lean on it. Just lean on it.
The Laid Back with, of course, Quarter to Africa, Revel Africa. So guys, what is the layback?
The layback is a way of life. The layback is a way of playing. It's a certain kind of swing, the ones we just listened to. You have to leave it within every bar. And yeah, it's just a way of life converted into a song, I guess.
Which is very simple if you get it.
Yeah.
But if not...
No, really, it's madness. You know, in that song we're actually featuring Avishai Cohen on the bass, mm-hmm. and Netchy Netch.
So how did that happen, that collaboration?
Well, I called Netchy after I performed with him as a part of some reggae show in Jerusalem. And... we set up a meeting with him.
Yeah.
And it just happened.
Like, we sent him the song before, okay. Like, okay, this is where we want you to. And he just got it and I love it. Okay.
And then with Avishai, I'm going to tell you about the way I manifested Avishai Cohen, one of the world's prestige artists, to play with us. First of all, I said it loud, also with Yakir. I said it. You have to say it, something that you want to happen, you know?
Right.
So I said, רוצה שאבישי כהן יבוא ונגן איתנו, and I actually said it with myself, loud with myself. And one time I called my friend from the zone, the owner of the venue,
yeah.
and Avishai Cohen was there and he picked up the phone, you know?
Wow, that's
yeah.
funny.
He picked up the phone and we started speaking a little bit and he said, you're the guy from Quarter to Africa because... That's the crazy coincidence. My friend, the owner of the venue, was just let him listen. He said, check out these guys, Quarter to Africa, and then I'm calling him. This is just, you know, divine, synced with the universe. Thank God.
It's meant to be.
Yeah, totally. And then we spoke, he came to a rehearsal, and the rest is history. Now
you speak loud other names. Give me give me some other names.
What?
Who would you dream of collaborating with in the future?
Actually,
we're going to do it now. We're going to say it now.
We need to say it loud.
We're going to say it loud. It's going to happen.
Whoever, people back home,
yeah.
If you want something to happen, you need to say it loud, and you need to not be shy to ask for it. You know, ask for it and feel comfortable with yourself. You deserve it.
Okay,
right.
So Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar,
yeah, Kendrick
and Stevie Wonder
and Quarter to Africa.
Yeah,
it's gonna happen. You heard it here first on Cole Cambridge. It's a world exclusive.
Yes,
but it's gonna be happening.
It's gonna be happening.
It may not be tomorrow. It may not be next week. But it will be this year.
Yeah,
why not? Yeah, man. I love your attitude.
And on the track, right? You've got the Hebrew, but I also heard a little bit of Arabic coming in, like touches there, right? Someone was saying Iwa in the background and stuff, like
well,
like, you guys speak Arabic?
I can understand a little bit. I guess you can understand a little bit too, but
no, just the vibes, just the vibes and the basic things.
But it's a part of the language, you know. You've been living here for a while now, you know how words leak into the language,
right?
You know, like yalla, walla,
saha.
Mm-hmm.
Tachlis actually is Yiddish. You knew
Yiddish.
That.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I mean, we've been speaking about your influences, and I think it'd be really cool to, like, get the listeners to know a little bit about some of the music, the Israeli music that's influenced you. So I think the first track that we were going to play is a song by Meir Ariel, right?
Yes.
Now, for the listeners who don't know who Meir Ariel is, because, like, obviously in Israel, everyone knows Meir Ariel.
Tell them all about.
But abroad, perhaps a bit less known, actually. Who was he? And who was he to you? You just want to play?
No, I'm sorry. I missed it. I was dreaming.
Oh, okay. So Meir Ariel, for the people who don't know, who was he and who was he to you?
Meir Ariel, many people know him as the Israeli version of Bob Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
That's how people know him. For me, it's just Meir Ariel, the artist of words, a man who searched for truth every moment of his life, and you hear it in the songs, and nobody actually ever since then was even close to bringing these words, using the words using lyrics as he did. And it's amazing. It's one of these people that the world knows only once.
Indeed.
Okay, well, we're going to listen now to Hayat HaBarzel.
Yeah.
By Meir Ariel.
תקופת המתכת, עידן הברזל מזכיר לי חיה מחזון דניאל חיית המתכת, חיית הברזל כל כך דומה שאני מתבהל בשנת אחת לבלשצר מלך בבל חזון בחלום ראה דניאל ותעלן ארבע חיות גדולות מהים וכל חיה מסמלת מלכות בעולם והרביעית שונה ומשונה מקודמותיה מפחידה ואימתנית ותקיפה בתנועותיה עם שיני ברזל גדולות אוכלת וגורסת והשאר בציפורני נחושת דורסת ועשר קרניים לה והקטנה מתוכם צומחת וגדלה וצצות בקנה בני אדם ופה מדבר גדולות מתרברב סופה להתקטל ולהתחרב חיית המתכת, חיית הברזל מלכות משונה שחזה דניאל תקופת המתכת, עידן הברזל כל כך דומה שאני מתבהל כל המגדלים המשוננים האלה הנוקסים בתחלת כל השפיצים האלה בגרפים ברזל כתנין מתכת כפרת ברזל כציפור מתכת ג'ירפה ברזל מצופה מתכת ארמומית מוזרמת אלקטרוניקה מוזרקת נתונים פרצוף של שפחה לא עושה עניינים עם הרשת הכי גדולה של סוכנים כפולים כל המחשבים האלה המרדימים האלה העוקרים האלה את אצבעותינו מעולמנו תקופת המתכת עידן הברזל הזו הרביעית שראה דניאל בחזיונות לילה אז בבבל האם זה עכשיו שוב מתגלגל גורסת דורסת הורסת הודקת ומשווקת את זה כחופש דיבור מוצצת ויורקת משתמשת וזורקת עצם לתחקירני זכות הציבור קרניים שולטות רחוק עיניים בכל מקום פה לא מפסיק ללהק אומר מה לרצות מה לחשוב מה להיות מה לעשות ואיך להתנהג בהמונים המונים חצי אוטומטים הלומי פטישוני חסף סמויים עצים רצים מפוקדי ריצודים מהבבים עטופים במגילה של תנאים וזכויות מסוממי קדמה והתפתחויות לעבוד בלי דעת ולשרת לשמש ולשמן את חיית המתכת, חיית הברזל לכל מקום יגיעו יום קודם שלטון המתכת, מלכות הברזל בני אדם, טיפות של דם וקסקסיה מקובל שהרביעית היא רומי מקובל שרומי היא אדום ממש כך או באופן סמלי יש די הרבה מרומי היום כל עושה כל עולמי הזה עם חלונות הצצה אל הזירה המלאה גלדיאטורים שהם חיות טרף ודם מציף את הדהקרה תחליף תחנות תמיר ערוצים תשוטט כאבד נפשך בעולם תחשוב שאתה מחוץ לכל זה לא נוגע לך זה שם אבל בינתיים בעצם מה שקורה זה שאתה עוד אחד שיורה ויורה מתרגל לחסל בלחיצת כפתור חיית טרף גלדיאטור תקופת המתכת עידן הברזל
מזכיר לי חיה מחזון דניאל, חיית המתכת, חיית הברזל, כל כך דומה שאני מתבהל. חזה עבד בדיים, מנקל מילה ירב רבתה, דיקרנה ממללה, חזה הבית הדקטילת חבטה, והובד גשמה והיבד לי כדת אשה. הפקריית רוחי, אנה דניאל, וחזבי ראשי יבלונני.
מאיר אריאל with Chayat HaBarzel.
Yes.
Beautiful song. Well, why did you choose that one of all his work?
Because it's hard to choose from, you know, Meir Ariel. It's all speaking about the essence and the truth. And this song that actually he wrote many years ago. Mm-hmm. And when I hear these words today about this age that we're at right now, with all the smartphones and the Babylon devices of all kinds, it's exactly about that. And he talks about a vision, that a prophecy that Daniel the prophet got. And it was about that, about these days. Mm-hmm. And Idan HaMatechet, that's the name, the... How do we say Matechet?
Metal.
Metal.
Metal age.
Age. Metal age.
The metal age.
Yeah, interesting. He even sings in Aramaic at the end.
Yeah.
The I tell you, it's funny how I got introduced to Meir Ariel, just to share this. I was at university studying Hebrew, and it was my professor for medieval Hebrew, who was this like rabbi in his 50s or something, who was like, oh, you like Israeli music, Samuel, you need to listen to Meir Ariel. I was like, Meir who? And he's like, you need to listen. And he gave me in. It's an amazing talent.
Yes.
Cool. Well, that was a nice treat, and I want to continue like hearing some of these influences. Now, the next track that you chose was by Ariel Zilber, who's a very interesting character. You want to talk about him?
Yeah. What can we say? I just can say that I got the honor to play with this guy,
right?
And to know him better, like personally, and he's an amazing musician, an amazing person. And the song that we picked, it's called Lalechet Imach. Mm-hmm. And in some mystical move, so I know we are three good friends, me, Eliasaf, and Gal Daan is also a saxophonist.
Okay.
And we found out in some talk between us that the most beautiful song that we the most connect from Ariel Zilber, and of course we love all of them, but we have something in our spirit to this song, and you know, each one of us has realized
that all three of us, this is our favorite song,
our favorite by
Ariel Zilber.
Wow. Yeah. Lalechet Imach, to walk with you, right?
Yeah, to walk with you, and it's a love song to the country. It's an old song, old lyric.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we should play Lalechet Imach.
Why not?
Ariel Zilber.
Lalechet Imach Badrachim Anosot Pamaich Lalechet Imach Baprachim Anosrim Enaich לדלוק אביבים על שמייך ללכת עמך ללכת עמך ללכת עמך בחרוש החורש ובזרוע ללכת עמך בבוא לי עם טוב ועם רוע ברדת יומי ובזרוח ללכת עמך ללכת עמך ללכת עמך בקבורה
הרוחות בשלכת ללכת עמך כל עוד הדרך נמשכת כל עוד יש ענה ללכת ללכת עמך ללכת עמך ללכת עמך ללכת עמך ללכת עמך
אריאל Zilber with La Lechet Imach. You're here still on Cold Cambridge Radio TLV1. We've got the special show with Quarter to Africa, Revela Africa. Just checking out some of their influences there.
Yeah.
Nice song. Very special song. Ariel Zilber, kind of a bit controversial these days, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think he should have been awarded that the prize that they took away from him?
I think he should be awarded many, many times every year.
There we are. We've awarded him the Cold Cambridge Prize.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Here.
Ariel, you're welcome to come in and collect it. And I want to play, I think, at least one more song that's kind of been among your influences. And a bit more of a modern one is the track by Hadag Nachash that you chose.
Yes.
Mabit. You want to tell us a little bit about why you chose that?
I chose this one because it's from Hadag Nachash's first album.
Yeah.
And Hadag Nachash is a band that is just a perfect example of how things should be done. I think the way they do, and they always release albums and they always search for the music and for the sound, and they change, and they're amazing. I love them,
and they are friends, some of them, and
That's one piece from the first album, so it was just a nostalgic kind of moment when I picked it up.
I mean, I got to be honest, I much prefer their earlier stuff, actually, so I was very happy to see it. I feel like in the recent years, it's not to say it's good or bad, but for me, I've connected less, but
it's naturally, all the time it happens. Like,
yeah.
The first thing is the most special and the most authentic, whatever.
Yeah.
Except if unless you're Per Tassi, right? Per Tassi, who no one heard his first album.
Yes.
We played it on Cold Cambridge, just for the record. And then his second one was the one to go big.
It happens, yeah, also.
Yeah. But you're right, a lot of the time it's that nostalgia for the first album, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's check it out. Mabit is a ganuv.
Is a ganuv.
Is a ganuv.
Is a ganuv.
גז, גז, הכל גז מתנדף, מתחפף, מתעופף, לא מספיק ללטף את הקרום של האור שגם הוא עובד כמו זה של פיל נזהר שלא לחטוף אותה מעוד איזה תרגיל של בירוקרט או גנרל שמרפד לו את הקורסה על התחת שלך ושלי ושלך הוא באמת הקפה, בתירוץ של אילוץ הוא מכריח למעשה את כולנו לרוץ אחורה או במקרה הכי סביר הצידה מורח אותנו כמו שהפיליפינית שלו מורחת לילדים חומוס אחלה בפיטה בבית יושב אני מפליק את הערוצים והאישה שלידי עושה לי מה זה נעים אז בוא נשכח את הנחס וניכנס לגרוב ושהכוסיות הצפוניות יגידו יאו איזה גנוב אם הייתי עובד זבל, הייתי יכול אולי לשבות, לשבת עם איזה מורה, לשתות קפה, ישר עקום, הפוך, ארוך, קצר, בעצם מה שהוא רוצה. אין לי לחץ, אולי נוריד גם איזה שוט, תכף צריכים לבוא גם הרופא וגם האחות של האומי טס, הוא גם חסר מס. שהם יקומו יום אחד ואירו שיש שביתה גם בצהל, אבל האמת היא שבטח לא, הרי תמיד אפשר להקפיץ לחזית את כל תושבי שילה, שהם הרי הציונים האורגינל, ואנחנו וערכינו תינוקות נשפנו, אפשר להגיד עלינו קדיש ולהצטער. חבל, חבל, חבל. בבית יושב אני מפליק את הערוצים, והאישה לידי עושה לי מה זה נעים. אז בוא נשכח את הנחס וניכנס לגרוב, ושהכוסיות הצפוניות יגידו יאו איזה גנוב.
עם יודע קידה עוד בטרם היה לעם, העם של משה שבחר באש כדי לא לבחור מזה, העם של חנה ובניה, העם של גיבורי מצדה, בחרו במוות כדי להולד עליה.
This is Radio TLV1, Cold Cambridge, and I'm DJ Antivetis, of course. We're here today with Reveler Africa, Quarter to Africa.
Alan,
and like enjoying some of their influences right now. This one, Mabit Eze Ganuv by Hadag Nachash. What does that mean, Eze Ganuv, for the people who are not familiar with the slang?
What a flipped out guy.
and the song, why, you know, this one specifically, you like the lyrics, you like the story behind it?
I mean, I like the lyrics as well. I not necessarily agree with everything that is being said there.
Well, what sort of things are they saying for the people who don't understand?
He's talking about the part where I completely do agree with is he's talking about the government. You know, that's the bottom line of the song. The government, and as well, old song that completely you hear it and you think that somebody wrote it out this morning. Speaks about corruption, government,
right,
and the values that they give, trying to feed us,
right,
but we won't.
Certainly not here on Cold Cambridge. We're highly clean, no corruption here.
Yeah.
I receive no payment for inviting people on the show as well, unlike some radio shows in this country. Okay, so that was fun. Thanks for the insight. I want to take us back to your music. And something that we're seeing happening a lot in the past, say, 5, 6, 7 years is like modern secular artists connecting to the sources. And you've got a song, Gam Ki Eilech, which is from Tehillim, from the Psalms, mm-hmm. right? So what took you to this place?
I guess that life and the reality here and the situations that I've been to in my life have something to do with it as well. But it's King David, you know, these guys are the heroes, and we're all the time. King David, he was the string player. He knew how to play quite a few string instruments.
Yeah.
And yeah, the song gave me strength.
Okay.
When the Nigun came down to this world, the song just gave strength. The words and the melody melted, and it just gave me strength, I guess, singing it.
Cool.
Gam ki elech begeitz al mavet lo ira ra ki ata imadi.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will have no fear because you are with me.
Yes.
Yes.
Very famous, one of the most famous psalms.
Yeah.
Also popularized by Coolio.
Yeah, as I walk through the...
Yeah. As I walk through the...
Okay, well, let's check it out. Gam ki elech.
Thank you. גם כי אלך בגי צל מוות לא עיר הרע כי אתה עימדי גם כי אלך בגי צל מוות לא עיר הרע כי אתה עימדי 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 אך טוב החסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימי אך טוב החסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימי לאורך ימי לאורך ימי ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימי כי אתה עימדי כי אתה עימדי כי אתה עימדי כי אתה עימדי
This is Cole Cambridge and we're here with Quarter to Africa, enjoying a modern take on the Tehillim, on the Book of Psalms. Now, guys, if the listeners have been enjoying, and I'm sure they have, they want to know more about you, they want to find you online, they want to go to a show, what's the best way to do that?
The best way is for them to open their ears right now, and I'm going to be saying, okay? So, at the 17th of June... We're going to be playing in Mid-Class Festival, which is happening in Emek Hefer area, in Kibbutz Givat Chaim.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to release the events. First of all, our Facebook page is Quarter to Africa, as well as Reva LeAfrica.
Okay.
Both yes. languages. Check out the page, like us, and you will get all the
and
information
follow us, you
need. Then we got the... The biggest thing, most exciting ever, mm-hmm. the 29th of August, we're going to be playing in Red Sea Jazz Festival.
Oh,
featuring
wow.
Avishai Cohen.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be... We're super excited about it.
It's going to be huge. Well, I'm sure we'll have some listeners definitely heading down to Eilat for that. So
yeah, yeah.
Make just totally. If I can say, we just released a video clip.
Oh, okay.
With Avishai Cohen. Woo! The last 2 days, and I invite you to check it. It's called Yeshuato. We're going to perform it here on live, but you can check the video clip and Avishai Cohen there is a
completely check out that video, because in that video there is some crazy moment which has been captured, and it's there on video.
Okay.
You can watch it forever now. It's there.
Yeah, it's there.
And one more thing that I would love to say, like, here, first of all, we super enjoyed your company. And here we played, three of us, which it's always an opportunity to really play the music without many instruments, but usually we play seven people on stage. Quarter to Africa is quite of a...
It's a big ensemble.
It's a big ensemble.
Yeah, yeah.
And you also do songs in English, which we obviously we didn't do today.
We do.
Okay, well, I think, guys, we need to finish with one last song. So it's time for Yeshua Tor, His Salvation. A huge thank you to Yakir, Eliasaf, and to Tal for coming in.
Toda rabah.
And guys, check out their Facebook. All right.
Check it out.
And check them out live. It's big. We'll be back in a couple of weeks, as always. Shabbat shalom.
Peace.
Bless.
אמשיך לעוד יום, לילה, 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 ליל